local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say hello. Welcome to Thursday. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 50 minutes in hour number one, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. A tragedy in Iowa today, an update on the Epstein list, as well as Defense Department today confirming an airstrike that killed an Iran-backed militia leader. All that's coming up in our top three stories. More drama in the city of Milton this week, Austin.
Really? How's that?
Well, we'll get to that in local headlines.
I'm sorry, you're teasing me here.
That's right. More drama centered around the mayor, city manager, and city attorney. So we'll talk about that here coming up here in our local headlines. Sports news, obviously busy week in the NFL. Pro Bowl roster's out, and we have our local representative, Devin Witherspoon from Pine Forest.
Mm-hmm.
The Seattle Seahawks cornerback had an outstanding rookie year. Been named to the Pro Bowl. Congratulations to him. A lot to get to here over the next hour. And, of course, every 10 minutes, our updated check of the roads and weather for you with traffic and weather together on the fives. Text line is always open if you'd like to interject. If you have a traffic tip, 850-437-1620. And the text line, traffic line rather, is 850-2626-111. We do start this afternoon in Iowa where police say a 17-year-old student opened fire at Perry High School this morning. It's about 40 miles outside of Des Moines, and the student killed a sixth grader and injured five others. Today was scheduled to be the first day of school for the new semester. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation says the shooter was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun.
There are six victims, one of them who is deceased. That individual was a sixth grade student at Perry Middle School. The other five are being treated at area hospitals.
And the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But a tragic story there in Iowa this morning. The Defense Department confirming an American airstrike killed an Iran-backed militia leader in Baghdad today.
The strike also killed another Han member. The strike was taken in self-defense, that no civilians were harmed, and that no infrastructure or facilities were struck.
That's Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder. He told reporters the militia leader was actively involved in planning and carrying out attacks on U.S. forces, and the U.S. military has faced increasing attacks by Iranian-backed groups in Syria and Iraq since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. And former President Clinton, Prince Andrew, both named in the first batch of unsealed documents related to Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking. In a deposition transcript from one female victim, Epstein allegedly told her, quote, Clinton likes them young. The two have long been linked through business, although Clinton denies knowledge about Epstein's crimes. Other names included Donald Trump, David Copperfield, and Michael Jackson. Those are our top three stories today on this Thursday, January 4th. Little shy of 4:15, we'll check in with Austin for the first time this afternoon to see how our roads and weather are looking today.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Patriotic Paving. Are your customers dodging potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance help you, help your better business. PatrioticPavingLLC.com. You can visit that for more information there. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling on Brent Lane westbound towards North Palafox Street, we've got some backups there. And same thing if you're traveling eastbound on Brent Lane coming from North Palafox. There's some issues in that area a little bit as well, but nothing too severe. Also, maybe on North Davis Highway, you're going to experience some splotches of congestion. It's kind of dying down some, but maybe if you're traveling southbound near Olive Road or maybe traveling north just past Creighton, we've got just splotches of congestion here and there. Pine Forest Road, same can be said for that if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. Other than that, the intersection of Tahar Drive and North Palafox Street, that's also looking kind of rough. Same thing with the intersection of North Palafox and West Fairfield Drive. So that three-way area there is looking kind of iffy at the moment. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards the General Tiger Point area, we've got some congestion there as we so often do this hour. And same thing with Caroline Street if you are traveling westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton. And then a little bit further west towards Glover Lane, we've got some issues in those areas.
All right. Thank you very much.
Overnight, the weather will be clear and calm with mainly lows down in the 30s. Friday, a little warmer with highs in the 60s. We'll start to see more and more cloud cover. And late in the day, we've got a chance for rain. Expect rain Friday night, and it could be heavy. Saturday and Sunday dry, but next week we've got a powerful weather maker on the way. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
A powerful weather maker, he says.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Everyone's got suspense today. You with the local headlines, Alan with that. Wow.
So yeah, so I think he's looking at Monday into Monday night. Severe thunderstorms and windy conditions showing up there, so... the weekend looks pretty good. Partly sunny each day with highs in the 60s. But yeah, Monday looks like that's when we might get a little dicey there. 416 here at News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. So here's the deal with the city of Milton. By the way, our morning show host, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, does a wonderful job with his Days of Our Milton segment, where we recap Milton city meetings and just kind of unveil all the drama that happens over there. If you haven't heard it, it's awesome. Check it out on our podcast page, News Radio 92.3. So we, along with the PNJ, I think is the only local media outlet that has reported on this so far, received a series of emails in the lead up to Tuesday's meeting involving the nine different utilities that are could be affected with the bill that Senator Broxson is proposing for the legislative session to make them a kind of like the ECUA format, making them kind of all under one cooperative there. So there was a meeting on Tuesday where Senator Broxson was there. Both Representatives Andrade and Rudman were there, and along with representatives from all of the utilities and members of the community showing up and by and large opposed to this idea. The short version here is that in the series of emails, which originate on Thursday, December 21st, Representative Andrade, who also serves as the city attorney for Milton, sent an email to both Heather Lindsay, the mayor, and Scott Collins, who is their new city manager. That email starts... Mayor Lindsay, Senator Broxson is a little shorthanded today, so he asked me to reach out and let you know he is happy to accommodate your request for a public meeting to discuss the local bill regarding the proposed wastewater authority. Now, I want you to remember that.
Okay.
He is happy to accommodate your request for a public meeting.
Yes.
All right?
Yours and only yours.
This email goes on to say, hey, he's available on January 2nd and 3rd. Those are the only days he's able to guarantee availability before he has to commit his time to the legislative session, which starts next week. All right. Okay. Lists a number of questions about that they would like to have the utilities answered. But he's like, look, this is your request. We want to schedule a meeting before the legislative session starts. Here are the days that he's available. Thursday's... Scott Collins interjects, hey, we have a city council executive committee scheduled for Tuesday, January 2nd. Our full elected body is readily available because they're going to be there already.
Yeah.
That seems like the the appropriate date there. Now, of course, we understand it's kind of around the Christmas season, Thursday, 21st. You kind of half checked out, right?
Yeah.
You know, looking ahead. It wasn't until the 30th of December, after they have kind of hashed out this public meeting, that Mayor Lindsay chimes in on Saturday the 30th. Quote, I would have appreciated a call on this, Scott. This is not an appropriate request by the legislative delegation. There is no way this is adequate notice for the community. Further, I am the chair of meetings of the council under our city charter. Every organization that I have experience with respects its chair enough to clear the agenda first with the chair before a public notification. She goes on to say, your decision to accommodate the legislative delegation comes across as disrespectful of my role under the charter and of our relationship with our lobbyists, and it also suggests to our legislative delegation that you will answer to them and their convenience rather than have a discussion with your mayor about meeting protocol or have a discussion with your lobbyist about strategy on negotiating the best outcome for Milton. Scott Collins responded a few minutes later. Mayor, I very respectfully disagree with every negative assertion you have made about me in this email. Any notion that there is some effort on my part to undercut you, stray from any standard administrative protocols, or otherwise cast you or the city's lobbyist in a negative light is fully and completely false.
I see.
Lastly, the implication that somehow my actions suggest to the delegation that I will answer to them instead of the city is quite insulting. Mayor Lindsay responds, I'm glad to hear you disagree. I disagree with how the communication has happened here. You have my number. You could have called me about this. I've been asked questions about this town hall meeting that I didn't even know about because you and Alex assumed I was reading emails and that my lack of an email back was my agreement. It is very disrespectful whether you acknowledge that or not, but I realize, too, there is a lot going on and you don't have bad intentions. Scott Collins responded later that day, on the 30th. After reviewing your emails from earlier today and some previous emails, I don't believe that our working relationship is going to be successful. As a result, at our January 18th work session, I believe it is best that I notify the city council that I'm going to fulfill the terms of my existing contract, which is 2 years,
yeah,
and not seek a renewal when that contract expires. Just came on. In January, like official start date. Now, he did start, I think, in November, but they hired him. His official start was January 1.
Okay.
It's January 4th. All right. Now, yeah. We'll take a break because it's 4:22 coming back. They did have the meeting.
Okay.
But I just remember, what did I tell you to remember? Who asked for the meeting?
Yeah, I forget the name. I remember you talking about the meeting. I forgot the name.
Mayor Lindsay asked for the meeting that they were trying to set up.
Yeah.
All right. So with that in mind, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll play some audio from that meeting, and we'll try to get to the bottom of this. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the drama in Milton. Sure enough, there's more of it, including that the mayor of Milton has actually blocked City Attorney Alex Andrade off of her cell phone. Yes, Milton. We also talked about a new sexual orientation that you may have never heard of before, abrosexual. If you've never heard of it, well, we talked about that in the middle of the 6 o'clock hour. And we talked to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department. All can be found on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud!
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 425 here. We will get a very quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Taking a quick look at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we did have a traffic accident reported on Pensacola Boulevard, but that does not appear to be causing any congestion at this time. We will keep an eye on it, however. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, that is still giving us some trouble here and there, so keep on the lookout for that. We also had Brent Lane giving us some issues if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. It's not looking too severe at the moment, but we'll keep an eye on that as well. Speaking of North Davis, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, there's some issues over there. Lastly, Caroline Street in the Pace Milton areas, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, that is heavily backed up at this time.
All right, thank you very much. Quick check of the weather right now. We're at 57 degrees. Clear skies tonight, 42. More sunshine on tap Friday, then some rain moving into the forecast. Some of it could be heavy overnight Friday, down to 53. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday, with highs right around 60 degrees. We'll get into the lower 60s there on both days. All right, so we set it up, right? City of Milton, they held their executive committee meeting on Tuesday, followed by the utility meeting that they were trying to schedule. Representative and City Attorney Andrade says sends an email on the 21st to Scott Collins, City Manager, and the Mayor, saying, hey, can we do this on the 2nd or 3rd? Because that's the only day that Senator Broxson can guarantee availability before he's got to go to Tallahassee. Scott Collins says, well, we've got our executive committee meeting on Tuesday, so everybody's going to be there already. How about we just do that? Yeah. The mayor's upset about that because on the 30th, now she was around, it was around the Christmas holiday. I guess she, didn't check her email a lot or whatever. So she was getting calls from people saying, like, hey, what's the deal with this meeting that's been scheduled by the city manager and the city attorney? And so she got upset. I'm going to play audio clips here. It's about a minute 40 seconds long that I think will kind of give you an understanding of what's the root cause and, I guess, the common denominator here of the dysfunction that we've been seeing.
I have a relationship with Senator Broxson that's perfectly fine. We text and call each other, and I'm in touch with him. So if I had known you were trying to reach me, Mr. Andrade, Representative Andrade, that would have certainly been important for me to know.
No.
But is my number blocked? You do know that your phone number's blocked. I've told you already that I blocked your phone number.
Oh, if I would have known that you were trying to reach me.
Yeah.
Well, you have my number blocked. Yes, I do.
I told you already that I blocked your phone number. And that's because of the way you've treated me. You blew up my phone with texts, calls, and emails when I was in a budget meeting and treated me, and I'm not the only person you've treated this way, in such a disrespectful way, just as a human being.
First off.
Well, this is Councilman Jeff Snow.
I believe you're not being professional. You're taking it personal when you do block his number. You can't even communicate with him. Whether you like somebody or not, in that position, in this situation, what we're going on, and you're going to be the liaison for the city, you have to be able to communicate. And that's another reason why I'm making the motion to take a switch. And as far as every time that we get into this type of situation, because this happened long before just of the hiring of our city manager, you always say that we don't interpret things correctly. Well, I just want to put out there, we interpret it exactly like you say it and as you mean it. And then when we call you on it, you want to say you don't understand. And that's a, you know, that's unfortunate. And that's why we're at this place again. And unfortunately, we're having this conversation again, Mayor.
I read the emails, and I'm not sure how else anybody who's read those emails is supposed to take it. I think he's right 100% there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what's going on. If you have any comments, want to weigh in at all, you can text us 850-437-1620. We'll pick up on our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now, hour number one here on a Thursday, News Radio 92.3.
Tom Graham, investigators in Iowa, providing an update following this morning's shooting at Perry High School. Five are injured, one student killed. Fox's Mike Tobin.
There are a number of different victims. Sadly, the one person who was deceased was just a sixth grade student, and apparently getting to school early, possibly part of this breakfast program that they had at that school.
The gunman described as a 17-year-old. Police say he died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. U.S. intelligence determining North Korean missiles obtained by Russia were fired into Ukraine as recently as this week. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby weighing in.
This is a significant and concerning escalation in the DPRK's support for Russia.
White House also says Russia is seeking missiles from Iran. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. An early rebound attempt by U.S. stocks largely fizzled out, and the market finished the day mostly lower, a fifth straight decline for the NASDAQ composite. That tech-heavy index lost another 81 points today, while the S&P 500 eased 16. The Dow Industrials managed a 10-point gain. A notable gainer, Peloton, shares of the fitness company soared nearly 14% in the wake of the announcement that it's partnering with TikTok to attract more customers. It will take short-form fitness videos and other content to the social media platform. Mixed news out of Ford Motor this morning. The automaker said it sold just under 2 million vehicles in the U.S. in 2023. That's a 7.1% increase from the prior year. However, that was below the industry's 12.3% yearly jump. As noted last week, Ford F-Series pickups took the honors of being America's best-selling vehicle for a 42nd straight year and best-selling truck for the 47th consecutive year. That's Your Money Now.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off incredible steaks like their legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, or sink your teeth into their memorable Butcher's Cut Top Sirloin. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Plus, when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. From perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals, every bite is guaranteed perfect. For a limited time, get 50% off site-wide. Plus, save an extra $30 when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Start the new year off right and warm up your winter with tender steaks and hearty home-cooked favorites from Omaha Steaks. All 50% off with their end-of-season event. Make sure to enter the promo code QUALITY at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The players run the NBA, and I also find it ironic when something goes wrong, the players are rarely held accountable. The Lakers right now are a putrid 17-18, and a recent report in The Athletic states that there's a growing disconnect between Coach Darvin Ham and his locker room. Fair or not, we've seen this story too many times before in the NBA, and especially with teams featuring LeBron James, and this feels like it's the beginning of the end for Darvin Ham in L.A. I'm Zach Gelb.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather updates brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. It's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there wasn't a ton to report on in our last break, but there were minor spurts of congestion here and there, including North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound on North Davis, perhaps you just got off of I-10 westbound and you're trying to travel north towards Olive Road, there may be some minor issues there. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, traveling toward West 9 Mile Road, that is looking kind of difficult at this time as well. The three-way meeting of those roads there, West Fairfield Drive, West Tahar Drive, and North Palafox Street. At those intersections, we've got some mild congestion at the moment. Nothing too severe, but once again, just something to look out for. Lastly, as for Santa Rosa County, we've got some congestion on Caroline Street. If you're traveling eastbound towards downtown Milton coming off of Avalon Boulevard, or if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River into downtown Milton, that is still heavily backed up as well.
The weather overnight, again, a little chilly with most areas down in the 30s to maybe low 40s along the coastal zones. Pretty clear tonight, but the clouds start to move into the skies on Friday. Highs will be in the 60s, and we're going to watch for rain late in the day. If not late in the day Friday, do expect showers and maybe thunderstorms here Friday night. It's going to be a wet evening for sure. Saturday and Sunday dry, but we've got a powerful weather maker on the way early next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, keep that in mind as you make your plans for early next week. Looks like Monday night, severe thunderstorms are going to be in the forecast there. Quickly here, getting a look at some of our state headlines today. Fire officials say the blaze at Tyreek Hill's home was a case of kids playing with a lighter.
Oh, my goodness.
Davey Fire Marshal says there were no injuries, ruling the fire as accidental. It was contained to one room. There was extensive water damage throughout. Florida Republican is renewing the attempt to lower the minimum age to buy rifles and other long guns in Florida. Representative Bobby Payne's proposal would lower the age from 21 to 18. That would reverse at least part of the law that was passed in the aftermath of the 2018 mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School. Now an effort to get Donald Trump off of Florida's 2024 presidential ballot.
Trump, while not yet convicted of any crime, has been found to have fomented the insurrection.
That is political activist Chaz Stevens, who filed a civil suit in Broward County that's aimed at getting Trump off the ballot, of course, following similar suits that have been filed across the country. National headlines, Israel says it's destroyed 270 yards of tunnels under Gaza City's sprawling Shifa hospital complex. They raided the facility in November as it searched for an alleged Hamas command center. They did not find the command center. IDF showing explosions between buildings, but Israeli forces say the blast did not damage the hospital. Hundreds of prisoners of war are now free following a prisoner swap between Ukraine and Russia. Russia received 248 captured servicemen, while 230 military personnel and civilians were released from Russian captivity. And New York City Mayor Eric Adams has apparently had enough of the busloads of migrants coming from Texas today, filing a lawsuit against 17 charter bus companies that are being used by Texas. The city is seeking $708 million as reimbursement for the cost to shelter them. 441, Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, we've got a variety of sports to talk about tonight, at least. We'll start with the games that are actually on tonight. We got a TNT doubleheader in the NBA. Bucks and Spurs face off at 6:30, followed by the Nuggets and Warriors at 9 o'clock. Bucks and Nuggets, some of the most successful teams so far this season, so that's one to keep an eye on. As for the NHL, at ESPN on 6 o'clock tonight, the Pittsburgh Penguins face the Boston Bruins. The Bruins are 23-7-6, making them the NHL's Eastern Conference leaders, and they have the least amount of losses in the entire league. As for the NFL, there's no Thursday night football tonight. Bummer. But that absence will be made up for with Saturday and Sunday slates that expectedly have plenty of postseason implications. On Saturday, the Steelers will visit the Ravens, along with the Texans taking on the Colts in Indianapolis. There's a lot of things that can happen there that could impact the bottom of the AFC bracket. Sunday has the rest of the games, with the biggest including but not being limited to the Falcons at Saints and Buccaneers at Panthers. That decides basically what if the Saints or Bucks win the NFC South.
Right.
And then we have the Rams at 49ers. Both have clinched playoff positions, I believe. Rams 9-7, and the Niners, yep, what are 12-4 or something. And the Bills take on the Dolphins, obviously that being a huge one in the AFC East there. And then in also on ESPN tonight, this is after the NHL game between the Penguins and the Bruins. Men's basketball, the 10th-ranked Arizona Wildcats will take on the 11-2 Colorado Buffaloes at 8:30.
Mm. Yeah, and also want to say congratulations to Devin Witherspoon, the yep, Pine Forest High School product, going to the Pro Bowl as a rookie. That's going to be Sunday, February 4th at 2 o'clock. Of course, it's not really a football game anymore. They do like the, the dodgeball and
it's like backyard
flag
games.
Football, you know, backyard stuff there. But that's cool though. Obviously that's a huge honor for him. You know, my first exposure to him, cause I think he was already at Illinois when, we started doing, high school football broadcasts on ESPN. So I don't know that he was on Pine Forest the year that we started. For the NFL draft last year, I went to Miller's Ale House with some buddies of mine. Hmm. And little did we know that we were inside the epicenter of the Witherspoon family draft viewing party.
Really?
At
Miller's Ale House?
Yeah. So in the outside, the canopy or whatever outside the bar area, just a sea of people there that went absolutely nuts when he was drafted fifth overall to the Seattle. So that was pretty cool to be a part of there. But, yeah, congratulations to Devin and his family and friends who are obviously celebrating with him, making Pensacola proud for sure. 443 here, looking at some health, business, and science notes today. Hyundai and Kia theft is up tenfold in the past 3 years. The spike comes after social media posts showed people how to steal them. Theft insurance claims for the vehicles went up more than 1,000%. Between 2020 and the first half of last year.
And the House Oversight Committee will be getting a classified briefing on UFOs next week. The January 12th briefing comes after members asked for more details about UFOs, or UAPs as they tend to be called these days, including any efforts to retrieve or reverse engineer crashed objects.
The holiday season set a new online shopping record, with Americans spending $222 billion shopping from November 1st through the end of 2023, which is a nearly 5% increase from the prior holiday season.
And monthly home payments are down 14%, the lowest level in nearly a year. That's according to a report from the real estate group Redfin. The median U.S. mortgage payment was down close to $400 in December from its peak in October. The weekly average mortgage rate also dipped after hitting a 23-year high in October to 6.61% in December.
Yeah, and finally, before another check of the roads and weather, researchers at the University of Nebraska are sending a robot to space. Researchers are working on a surgical robot about the size of a microwave that'll be operated on the International Space Station. A surgeon from Lincoln will operate the robot while it's in space, and the experiment will involve two surgeries performed on rubber bands. So, all right.
Yeah, I remember that meme about surgery being done on a grape. I mean, when they do stuff on small things like that, is that just supposed to prove, like, the intricate nature of it all?
In my mind, I'm thinking that they are projecting outward to not just go to the moon, but, like, further space exploration or just people living out there. And having a robot up there that is operated by a physician on Earth to do perform surgeries for people up there. I wouldn't know of any other reason that a robot would need to be able to go to space to perform surgeries.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Mean, absolutely. 4:45 here, or just past 4:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Road is the one that's looking the worst in Pensacola itself. If you are traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues there. Next up, Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Davis Highway, that's looking kind of tricky at this moment as well. Those are the biggest hitters in Pensacola, but no, we've got another one joining the party. West Fairfield Drive, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that is looking more and more backed up the more we cover it. And the intersection with West Fairfield Drive and what road is this here? North Pace Boulevard. So if you're in that area as well, that's also looking congested. The holidays were fun because we didn't have to deal with roads like that, but it's we're back in full swing, unfortunately. As for Santa Rosa County, if you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard to travel eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups there. And if you're on Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, we've still got backups in that area as well.
All right, looking at our weather forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Overnight, the weather will be clear and calm with mainly lows down in the 30s. Friday, a little warmer with highs in the 60s. We'll start to see more and more cloud cover. And late in the day, we've got a chance for rain. Expect rain Friday night, and it could be heavy. Saturday and Sunday dry, but next week we've got a powerful weather maker on the way. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a Monday there, so be mindful. Clear skies tonight, 42 for the low. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Text line 850-437-1620. Austin, you doing anything tonight?
No, luckily I'm not. I just get to go home and relax.
Very good. Well, when you're relaxing, may I suggest to you, on ABC at 7 o'clock, The Golden Bachelor Wedding.
You may recommend it. I may not accept it, but I appreciate the thoughtfulness, yeah.
So Jerry and Teresa, of course, back in the November finale, Jerry proposed to her.
Yeah.
He is 72, she's 70, and for the first time, the Bachelor winner and the Bachelor or Bachelorette or whatever are going to be married on television. So I probably won't watch it, but I mean, it's 2 hours, which is like an hour and a half longer than a wedding should be. So, yeah. But congratulations to them.
Yes, and actress Glynis Johns has died at the age of 100. Mm. She is best known for her role as Mrs. Banks in Mary Poppins. Wow.
Yeah. Elvis Presley will be making his debut on the London stage as an AI holograph. The British company Layered Reality says their new show, Elvis Evolution, will use AI and groundbreaking technology to recreate the seismic impact of seeing Elvis live for a whole new generation of fans. They say a life-size digital Elvis will share his most iconic songs and moves for the very first time on a UK stage.
And it's 2024, but apparently 1996 is creating a frenzy online. People have figured out that old 1996 calendars work perfectly for 2024. So vintage nuts are hunting down 1996 calendars to use for this year. It's also the throwback subject matter that's leading to nostalgia. Home Improvement, Friends, and Seinfeld calendars were all the rage, and so was that saying all the rage. Along with stars like Boys to Men, Whitney Houston, and Tom Cruise, they're selling anywhere from $20 to $200. They will not be usable again until 2052. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I just had a birthday. Of course, you didn't do a very good job of getting a gift for me. The card was very nice.
You're welcome.
But a $20 home improvement calendar for 2024 would be appropriate. I would like that. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, no, that is
I didn't
pretty
cool. even, you know, my wife, oh my gosh, my wife, she doesn't have a calendar. She has like 8 calendars, and she has this thing called Power Sheets, which I guess is kind of like a planner type deal. And she's got all of these calendars. I'm not sure she'd be interested in a 1996 calendar. I just kind of go with the flow. So, but it would be cool, though, having a 1996 calendar. Maybe, I don't know if they had like Ohio State or 1996 Chicago Bears calendar. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Check that out there. 4:51, we'll take our final break this hour, back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up Pensacola right now.
Get ready to roll, Pensacola, because Cordova Mall Ball is back. January 20th, presented by Sandy Sansing Dealerships, with a portion of the proceeds benefiting Studer Family Children's Hospital, Ascension Sacred Heart. Ages 21 and up, formal or crew attire required. Mardi Gras for all y'all rolls on with Cordova Mall Ball, January 20th, 8 p.m. to midnight. Get tickets at PensacolaMardiGras.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time, with these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Pine Forest Road, we'll start there. It's giving us a lot of trouble. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that is heavily backed up. And we've got some congestion traveling southbound as well if you're coming from West 9 Mile trying to get on to I-10 West. So look out for that. Also, we did have an accident report on West Fairfield Drive that was causing some congestion if you were traveling towards North Palafox Street. That does not appear to be too severe anymore, but we will keep an eye on it. Also, the intersection of West Fairfield Drive and North Pace Boulevard still looking kind of rough at this moment. We'll keep an eye on that as well. And Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway still has very slight congestion, but nothing too severe. Lastly, Santa Rosa County, if you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've still got some backups there. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, that is still heavily backed up as well.
All right. And as far as the weather goes?
Overnight, the weather will be clear and calm with mainly lows down in the 30s. Friday, a little warmer with highs in the 60s. We'll start to see more and more cloud cover. And late in the day, we've got a chance for rain. Expect rain Friday night, and it could be heavy. Saturday and Sunday dry, but next week we've got a powerful weather maker on the way. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now it's 57 degrees, 42 overnight tonight with clear skies. By the way, if you are looking for something to do tonight, the Ice Flyers open up their 2024 schedule tonight. They're having Hometown Heroes Night. So that's obviously a good, important promotion there. First responders, healthcare workers, educators get 50% off tickets at the Bay Center box office ahead of the game tonight. So again, that's Hometown Heroes Night, Pensacola Bay Center face off at 7 o'clock there. So yeah, good stuff. Wacky and weird stories here. A couple, there's just no way, man. There's just no way.
What?
A couple in Pittsburgh freaked out after their 7-year-old golden doodle ate $4,000 in cash that they had just withdrawn from the bank. They were having a fence built, and so that was the need for the money.
Yeah.
The good news is that they were able to get back $3,550 of it back. The bad news is how they were able to get it back.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they had to sift through little Cecil's feces. The bank told them that they'd replace any of the bills as long as the serial numbers were still visible. And so they waited and waited and waited. And then eventually Cecil had to go outside.
Yeah.
So then Clayton and Carrie Law got to work. And, I mean, I'm amazed that they were just the sheer willpower. I mean, it's $4,000, I get it, but, so yeah, $450 short, but to be able to get $3,550 back, Cecil
amazing.
Is fine, by the way. And he has been forgiven of his transgression.
Yeah. And a North Carolina pastor is accused of attacking an employee at a McDonald's last week. Dwayne Waden is charged with assault and battery in the December 28th incident. Police say Waden's wife called him to the McDonald's where she was working as a manager in training. She told him that employees were, quote, disrespecting her. Mm. He showed up to the restaurant and allegedly wrapped his hands around the neck of an employee, pushing the worker's head towards a deep fryer and punching him in the face. You know, I'm not the most religious fella out there, Joe, but that cannot be the Christian way, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've done that when they tell me that the
the ice cream machine's broken.
Yeah, the ice cream, or what did they used to make, or they still make them? No, they're not Blizzards.
Blizzards is Dairy Queen.
Yeah, what do they call those?
Frosties
things?
Is Wendy's.
Yeah,
I don't remember. Oh, McFlurries.
McFlurries, yes, thank
That's
you.
It. Yeah.
Good news. A Burger King employee in Nevada named Kevin Ford is in the news again after a GoFundMe helped him buy his first house. Video of him went viral in 2022 where he got a bunch of lame swag after not missing a single day of work in 27 years. Since then, the GoFundMe has raised almost $450,000 to help him retire. He posted an update and said he bought a small home for $177,000. He says, hey, it's not a mansion, but it's mine. And again, thanked everybody who helped make it happen.
That's awesome. And Layla Peck is 7 years old and lives near Scranton, Pennsylvania, and her best friend just turned 100. He's a World War II vet named Joe Gagliardi. She says they've been besties since she was a baby. She got her local fire department to drop her off at his party in a fire truck. He received an American flag flown in his honor over to U.S. Capitol in D.C., and Layla also had her first grade class make him 100 birthday cards. That's awesome.
That's very cool there. Mm-hmm. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes for another rundown of everything happening in your world today. It's January 4th, 2024, and you're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.